Psalms 94, verse 16. Let's start there. Who will rise up for me against the evil doers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Today we'd call that the B system. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, that it would be encouragement. In a day there is very little light. It seems like there's so much darkness, so much bad news, that you are the good news. You are the light, and we keep our eyes on you. Help us keep our eyes on you when circumstances want to envelop us and take us other places. And we thank you for that narrow path. For broad is a way to destruction, but we want to stay on that narrow path. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, evil men are going to get saved and be better. No, it doesn't. That's what people are telling us, isn't it? Oh, we're just going to see this great move. No, it says evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I looked up that word wax and the Strong's and all the different things I have. That word wax worse means to advance. Now, we have to know the beast system has been here since we were born. We were born into a world of, we call it the Matrix. It's a world that they tell us one thing, but really things are happening. But in our generation, in the last few years, we're really seeing things open up and we're seeing the evil that is really going on. It's almost like God is showing his people so that we are not deceived. And we're trying to be watchmen, and we pray for all the watchmen out there that are keeping their eyes on what's going on. It's a time of discouragement for a lot of watchmen because people do not want to hear what we have to say. They never did. The prophets in the Old Testament were mocked and made fun of, and that's kind of how you know you're telling the truth. The famous ear-tickling people, you better beware of. Beware when Christianity becomes famous, I always say. So it's going to advance. It grows in time. Will make progress in wickedness. So the evil men and seducers shall what? They're going to advance, not retreat. And once they advance, they don't go back. So we're called to walk on a narrow path, but now we see a broad path on a stick. Yeah. Perversion on a stick, right? Yeah. Going on. Here in Minnesota, that's a fair talk. It's like everything's on a stick. You get, you know, blah, blah, blah on a stick. Well, now we have perversion on a stick. Yeah. For you that aren't from Minnesota, which we just had multiple inches, and it's going to get cold coming up next week. So anyway, seducers, it says they're going to, evil men and seducers. So there's evil men and then there's seducers. The seducers are the imposters. And this is what we've been trying to talk about for me since 2015 as I started seeing things and trying to explain the church world has been invaded by imposters, by people that are saying that they're believers, but they're really not. They're leaving you into another gospel, another Jesus. Just like Lot, he pitched his tent towards Sodom. It's the same way with a lot of people in the world. And the Bible says that the church of Laodicea was that mixed, the mixed culture. Well, we're really seeing it. And I'm going to go through some articles today. People have asked me that. They said, how do you get all these? I study from 9 in the morning till like 3 in the afternoon, trying to get a worldview of everything that's going on. Yeah. Most of it I do not share because for many reasons. We've already been shadow banned. What does that mean? That means I can't go viral anymore unless you share my videos, because I've been talking about this stuff for a long time, and I've learned not to look at the numbers. It's very discouraging because they want you to be discouraged and just quit. But we're not moved. We're going to do our assignment, and to us here, this is the most important thing we can do, is to preach the gospel. Yeah. And to explain to the people not to drink the poison. Amen. That's going, this is one of the, and so if you're supporting us, thank you so much. In a day that most people don't even go to church anymore, we're the narrow path people that want to wake people up before it's too late. Mm-hmm. Someone woke me up, and once I started seeing things, it was, we live in a matrix. And I've taught on that, I have a series on that. And just to kind of cut in here, I want to share what I did last week. a mindset to hold when we're dealing with the false reality that they're trying to make us live in, which is the matrix. If everyone is saying the same thing, I don't listen, because that's a program. And a program is steps that they want you to follow. And TV has gotten so bad. We were watching, we thought it was a really clean movie last night, and right in the, boom, here comes all this perversion stuff. We just said, no, that we're not watching it. Just shut it off. Ask questions and try to get answers. Don't just stop thinking for yourself. And don't let another preacher tell you what to believe. Research, do everything, research yourself. I used to just study people's books and preach from them. No more. I don't preach other people's vomit and vomit it up. I have to research my own things. But when you first get saved, you think, all these people know so much, but they led us into the prosperity, health, wealth, gospel, and now the new apostolic reformation, the great reset, the great awakening. Two sides of the same coin. I live in a mindset of being set apart. I don't care about what they argue over in politics. I care about what they all agree to. And I don't know if you saw some of the announcements that came out yesterday, but it was all about digital. This is what they're all agreeing on. Warp speed digital. Just put it that way. I follow the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which is a global movement. I won't go into any more. I could just go off on some of this. This world is controlled by Satan, so when I see anyone propped up and supported by this system, they have sold out in some fashion, including Christian preachers, which is hard for people to take. Romans 12:2, present your body a living sacrifice, holy. Don't be conformed to this world, but renew your mind. And when you start seeing this, you have to renew your mind, because what you've been told and what's really true are so far apart. But the Holy Spirit is here to what? Show us truth. He's here to tell us truth. So don't shoot the messengers. Stay in reality. A lot of people are trying to escape from reality right now. They have a hard time with their emotions, with their feelings. But that's another trap, to escape into drugs or any of these other things, depression, all these different things. The enemy wants you to be propped up, medicated to even face life. And more people are falling into terrible depression. And things happen. Things have happened to us just today. It's like I had to prop myself up and say, Lord, I'm going to keep preaching no matter what. It's just one thing after another keeps happening to all of us. I don't like to talk about myself, what I'm going through, but trust me, we all go through stuff. You're not alone. So anyway, he said the seducers, these imposters are, I looked that up, and that word means wizard. Yeah. Woof, crafty and greedy. In the King James, the wizard is the dictionary. It said necromancer. They talk to dead people. All these apostles and prophets are having visitations that go to heaven, and they're talking to Abraham. No, that doesn't happen. That's totally a familiar spirit, which leads you away from the Lord and into false doctrine.
That's right.
Familiar spirits are spirit guides, or they're demons who communicate with them. They're also called angels of light. And this is the other thing. The enemy comes as an angel of light. So we can see the darkness, but can you discern, or can we discern the angels of light? Because they come in the name of Jesus. They prophesy in the name of Jesus. They say all these things in the name of Jesus. And remember, Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. So there's that. So there's all these different attacks coming all around. But today I wanted to go through some headlines of some things that 2024 is going to bring, maybe 2023. Stuff I've known for a while, because I've done a lot of research. And you only tell things when you feel like it's time to tell it. And it's only to prepare people so they don't fall into certain traps and they don't fall into deception. It's not that we can change it, because the Bible says this is going to happen. But he doesn't want us to be taken advantage of. He doesn't want us seduced. He doesn't want us to fall again into another ditch, which I feel like when I got saved, I got stuck right under false teachers from the get-go. And seducers and deceivers, and bringing you into Gnosticism and mysticism, which I've talked a lot about. But it's the time that we can share these things. And even though it's on a narrower scale, because I know there's so much monitoring, we're going to do the best we can to say what we can while we can. Amen. So the scriptures teach us there will be false anointed ones and doctrines of demons that deceive many. Where? In the church. So these false teachers of the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, the Word of Faith, and now I have to add on evangelicals. Amen. The evangelicals have taken us for a ride, pretending that they're, I can't even go there, come to steal, kill, and destroy under the guise of fresh revelations, anointings, impartations, and now they're bringing in politics into the whole mix to it, which we've warned you about, this was going to happen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Cursed is a man that trusts in man, that makes flesh his arm. Don't be looking to man to be your Superman. Jesus is our. Amen. No one else is coming to save us. Right. They're all on the same agenda to bring down these countries. They've got to set up the new infrastructures. They've got to bring the old down. I've been warning you about this. The old order has to come down, and they have to bring up the new. And it's very painful. And we're going to talk about some of these new things. New ways to hear God and walk in the supernatural. Politicians to bring in the digital currencies. The electrical prisons. This is all about control. This is all about control. This isn't about what they're saying it's all about. This is all about control. Now, before I get into the headlines here, Revelations 13, 14 through 22, you can read about the Laodicean church. And we're in it right now. The Laodicean church, it represents mixture. Mm-hmm. Bringing together two contrary things that don't belong together, the holy and the unholy. The holy and the unclean. It's like putting two things together that don't belong together, like your kitchen and your toilet. You don't bring your toilet into the kitchen. You keep it separate. Well, the church now is bringing the toilet in. I'm sorry. So the mixture is the lukewarm church now. They're going to come in the name of Jesus. They're going to come in the name of whatever. Their hats, their robes, whatever they want to call it. And they're going to say it's all about one thing, but it's really all about control. Mm-hmm. Look through the circus. Look through the smoke screens and see the beast system rising. The Laodicean in the Greek means people's opinions or people's decisions. So what happens in this mixture church, there's no conviction. Everything goes. Perversion on a stick. Mm-hmm. A mixing of contrary things. Another one is you don't put sugar in gasoline. They don't mix. Israel mixed with other nations. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 5:28, you have grown prosperous and bright. You have overlooked the deeds of the wicked. Or you have mixed with the unholy and the unclean. The result, what's the result of this Laodicean church? Ignorant sheep feeding on spiritual poison. Wow. And blinded by the Hoya. You all know what the Hoya is if you listen to me a lot. We have a whole lot of Hoya going on. All right, now we're going to get into some things that just happened. And this is the White House glows rainbow colors after Biden signs irrespect for marriage. Oh, I'm sorry. Respect for Marriage Act. We're coming into a new culture. Perversion on a stick. Global awakening and unity. God does not partner with perversion. And what they're saying is this is an act of love for hatred in the world. This is a smoke screen cover. Yep. So he signed the Respect for the Marriage Act into law. This is law now. I'm only going to do a couple things on this article. He invites drag queens to the White House. During the ceremony, he denounced hate in all its forms and celebrated the new law. And that reminded me of Daniel, how he said they were going to change the laws and the seasons. Our seasons are different. We don't have a nice, beautiful spring. It seems like it's either always hot or it's always really cold. He's saying the antidote to hate is love. What kind of love? What kind of love? What are we talking about? This is something we need to, as parents and grandparents, you got to really watch your children. This is an all-out attack coming for the children, which I've shared with you before, that they want to get those children at a young age because they're so impressionable at a young age. The next thing we're talking about here, which I've studied this a while ago, and this has been happening for a long time. When they bring something out into the open, it's because they've been doing it for a long time. And I don't know if you remember the whole article I did on Dr. Richard Day. I don't know if that got taken down or not, but he said there's always two reasons. They'll always give you a false reason of why they're bringing things in, and then the real reason is always hidden. So they come off like, this is for your safety, this is for your health, this is for blah, blah, blah. Well, now we've got this guy that is an advisor to the Economic Forum, Harari, some Noah something or other, Yuval Noah Harari. Here's a quote. Humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have the soul or spirit and nobody knows what's happening inside them and they have free will, that's over. Now let me say that again. Wow. Humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have the soul or spirit and nobody knows what's happening inside them and they have a free will, that's over. Now this is no joke. This is really, remember the devil said he wants to be like God? He said, I will be like the Most High God. So what does he want to do? He wants to change everything God made and invert it. Yeah. So the human race, everything what God made, remember it said he warned that they're going to forbid marriage and eating of meat? Yeah. We're seeing that in our lifetime. We're seeing these scriptures come to life. And there's now a new lab meat big, huge processing plant in North Carolina. Big, huge one. It's just the beginning of this new meat. And they're saying it's so healthy. I did a study on what's in these lab meats. When you can't pronounce the names, look out. That's all I'll say. I know some of you are into it. Well, good luck with that.
Enjoy.
It's just sad. I mean, if you want to eat certain ways, that's fine, but don't force it. This is the God of forces, where everything is being forced, thrown down your throat, everything. Okay, so this article is by Michael Schneider, if you want to read it. And it says, no more C-sections. There's no need for C-sections. No natural pregnancies. Watch the progress from the comfort of your own zone. It does not say from your own home. It says from your own zone. Some of you that have been studying, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. If you haven't figured it out, the merchants of the earth, I'll call it, they are envisioned a future in which they are in control of all of our lives from birth to death. Instead of being born and raised the traditional way, they want humans to be mass-produced in birthing pods. Yep. Now, you think that's crazy? They've been doing this. Designer babies. Now, they've been doing this for a long time. This is how they've had their babies, a lot of these, I'll call them the merchants of the earth. Free thought and free speech will be a thing of the past if they get control. And that's why it's important that we do vocalize things and do as much as we can to push some of this stuff back and let people know what's really going on. And there's so many cowards in the pulpit today that won't share what's really going on. I don't think I'm a first choice. I'm just someone that's obedient because nobody else will say what needs to be said.
Go, girl.
That's right.
There's neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female in Christ anyway. Everyone will think the same way because no other alternative will be allowed. And anyone that shows signs of rebellion will quickly have their digital currency privileges revoked. I talked to you about the programmable digital currency that's coming based on your social credit scores. Oh, you think that's so far off? I hope it is. I hope it is. But here's this article. And this got sent to me by so many people. So a lot of people are aware of this. But a lot of you don't get some of the emails I do. And I want to say, please send me, keep sending me things. And things that are going on in your country. Because boots on the ground is the best. When we see what's going on in your country, then we can share it. Children are grown into a huge facility that contains hundreds of transparent birthing pods. And just put your head on. I know this is new to some people, but I've read about this years ago. I'm just surprised that they're bringing it out now. A new concept video takes viewers on a tour through the, it's called ECTO Life. Look it up yourself. Do your own research on it. Ecto Life Artificial Womb Facility. Where hundreds of fetuses sit in transparent pods that are temperature controlled and feature an umbilical cord to receive oxygen and nutrients. We're being told that one of the big selling points of such a system would be the ability to design your own designer baby that are genetically superior to humans that are born the normal way. So away with the way God created things. The enemy wants, and I understand there are certain people that have had to do certain things, but this is not, this is going way beyond that, okay? If you want your baby to stand out and have a brighter future, you can get the Elite Package. It offers you the opportunity to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb.
That's right.
Thanks to CRISPR, Cas9 gene editing tool, you can edit any trait of your baby through a wide range of 300 genes. The Elite Package allows you to customize your baby's eye color, hair color, skin tone, physical strength, height, and level of intelligence. It also allows you to fix any genetic disease that are part of your family history. Now, this is their selling point. Get rid of any bad genes. I mean, that sounds wonderful. So that your baby and their offsprings will live a healthy, free of life, free of any genetic diseases. Getting the perfect baby every time, there would also be no more pain of childbirth in such a system. It also notes that the birthing farm is for women who fear pregnancy because of the pain and recovery needed after going into labor. Say goodbye to the pain of childbirth and muscle contractions. Of course, the Elite would not want such perfect children to be ruined by misinformation as they grow older, so everything that they would be exposed to would be strictly monitored and controlled. I think that's it, right? That's enough on that. Just a glimpse into what they're saying now, that you can have a designer baby with an artificial intelligence. Huh? Yes. In fact, one of my friends from the UK said they've been doing it over there, too. Okay, the last one. You can only take so much of this, you know. You guys doing all right? This is starting in 2024. So we have another year to breathe, maybe. This is in London, England, and this is for my England friends. This is the new culture they want. And I've also studied this years ago, and I thought, I don't see any signs of this happening, because I thought some of this was for 2050, because I've studied way out into the 2050s. But they're saying now, starting 24, they're going to do a test. Yeah. But this isn't just a test in London, England. I'll mention some of the other places they're doing it too. But it's called the 15-Minute City.
Yep.
It's a UN and WEF plan, World Economic Forum plan, because they care about you. This is by Joe Nova. This is an article by J-O-N-O-V-A, if you want to read the whole thing, because I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's because they care about you and they want you to drive less. In their own words, the World Economic Forum's old world, this rearrangement of cities is absolutely about climate change. 15-Minute City, Meeting all of one's needs within a walking, biking, or transit distance was suddenly a matter of life and death. Actually, it's the Green Agenda. They want to divide this. I'm not going to go into a lot of this, but it's all keywords that probably would get me knocked down even lower. Wants to divide the city of Oxford into 15 or six 15-minute districts. Districts. Hunger Games comes to mind. Are we in the Hunger Games? My daughter-in-law always said that. She goes, we're going into the Hunger Games. I'm like, oh, yeah, the districts. Will be accessible by a quarter of an hour walk or by bike, and so residents will have no need for a car. They want you to use bikes, and they want you to use probably buses, right? The council plans to cut car use and traffic congestion by placing strict rules on car journeys. Residents will have to register their cars with the council, and they will be tracked to count their journeys through the key gateways. It's a social credit scheme and that starts with your car and works like an anti-frequent flyer points. Under the new proposals, if any of the Oxford's 150,000 residents drives outside of their designated district more than 100 days a year, he or she could be fined $150. Boy, it's always about money, isn't it?
Exactly.
The concept of this 15-minute city was born with the C40, chaired today by London Mayor, a network of mayors of nearly 100 world-leading cities. 100 leading world cities collaborating to deliver the urgent action needed right now to confront the crisis. I want to say one thing here. It's always about control. This is all about control. The 15-minute cities, not just Oxford, but turning up in Brisbane, Melbourne, Barcelona, Paris, Portland, and Buenos Aires. It's everywhere. Not enough people are catching buses or riding bikes, according to them. Almost done, I know. Take a deep breath. They want to track you and find you. Oxfordshire, has just approved on November 29th. So this just happened. The trial will turn the city into a 15-minute city. The trial will start January 2024. They want your car registered on their own. Remember, this is coming into a global.
Yes.
So what's happening in one country, it might take time to get to other countries, but they have a global system.
Yes.
The Bible calls it the beast system.
Yes.
And the mark of the beast. We keep getting closer and closer and closer to what the Bible is talking about. Enjoy every day you have.
Yes.
Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy the Lord.
Yes.
Enjoy, because they're trying to, you know, we just got a notice, all the electric and all the gas and all this, all these bills are going up and taxes are going up. People are so depressed with all these changes that just suddenly appeared. And I remember when my son was building a house, I said, you got to watch out, because I've studied this and they're going to really yank up the utility bills. So this has been a plan for a long time. Even though we're just discovering it, a lot of us, it's been in the plan for a long time. They want your car registered on their own special list with cameras to track you and fines to punish you. They offer exemptions, of course, but then you have to apply to them to get special permission. Some of these. Under the new scheme, if residents want to leave their zone, they will need permission from the council to decide who is worthy of freedom and who isn't. This is horrible. This is absolutely something that we have never seen in our world before. And I believe every pastor should be, every leader, every home group, whatever you are, you got to tell people what's going on so they can prepare and they can also stand and, you know, make some rumbles at least. Because nobody's talking about these things. Because they don't want to lose people. They want to just be so inspiring and motivating so you come back next week. And, you know, the Bible says we got to teach people to endure to the end. I don't know when the end will be. I don't know when our end will be. But we have to learn how to prepare and endure rather than escape. Because a lot of people just want to escape, but they're not dealing with reality. And it's hitting you anyway, whether we like it or not. I had some people that left me years ago now, but they said, we don't want you teaching on this. It's not encouraging. Well, I'm sorry it's not encouraging. It's here. So encourage ourselves in the Lord, right? We can't babysit each other. Hard times are here, and the sorrow. Just heard, was it 2 days ago? Another cousin just had a stroke. Sister, stroke. People are getting so much weird things are happening in our world today. Under the new scheme, residents will be allowed to leave their zone a maximum of 100 days a year. I think I pretty much said all that. Don't want to say it again. And this is one thing they did say. One counselor who said it, all this was going on, it's going ahead whether people like it or not. So that means it's in their agenda, it's in their plan, and we just have to pray that it doesn't happen as fast and as easy as they want it to happen, right? And what is our hope? Our hope's in Jesus. And even though some of you say, I don't feel like he's with me, I just feel like I'm backslidden, I just feel, you know, you can't go by your feelings. No. You can't go by how you feel. Today I had something happen to me and I felt like I just was really ready for a panic attack. And I just thought, nope, you know what? God's always taking care of us. Yes. Yeah. He always will. Bad things come, they go. And I know you're all going through things. People are telling me they've lost their job. I mean, these are hard times. And I remember a few years ago when I said, these are the days of sorrow. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I heard that so clearly, these are the days of sorrow. Mm-hmm. And it has been sorrowful for the last 2 and 3 years, hasn't it?
Yes.
And what if we were to say those were the good days?
Right.
What are you going to do? Put your trust in God like you always have? Walk the narrow path. Don't expect a lot of people. Let me close saying this one time again. What do you do? If everyone's saying the same thing, I don't listen to it. That's a program. Ask questions and try to get answers. Live with a mindset of being set apart, not just merging in. This is a time God's always wanted a people that were set apart from him, and the devil always wants us to merge. And now if you don't go along with what they say, you're a hater, you're this, you're that, and things are being forced upon our children like we've never seen before. In the schools, this is just the beginning. We knew this was coming. Back in 2015, I thought it was going to happen right then. We've had, and we'll probably have more years. But just so you're aware of what the enemy has planned, we don't do well just because we don't want to see what the enemy's doing. The Lord has always told us to know the wiles of the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So live with that mindset. I'm set apart. I'm set apart. It doesn't matter if I have a large following. It doesn't matter if people understand. Pray for God to give you a divine connection. Mary and Elizabeth had one. They were going through things, pregnancies that were divine, that no one else understood. So if you've got some good friends, thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Because this is a day the enemy wants to divide the family up.
Yep.
And if you get together over the holiday, don't talk about things you know they're going to fight over.
Right.
Try to stay. And if they're hungry, you can answer, but don't throw your pearls before swine. So that's what the enemy wants, just to get you fighting and not talking. Just walk in love. Be the bigger person. But live with that mindset of being set apart. And follow the sustainable developmental goals. This is all part of a message I shared with you about the sustainable goals. This is what their 17 goals are. This is a couple of them. Although their wording is hard to figure out. This is the other thing. They have a new language, new words, so it's hard. Remember, the cloud comes in, the mirrors, the circus, to look like one thing, but underneath there's an agenda that is being fulfilled and planned. And too bad so many of us were in churches that we just thought, you know, everybody's a Christian now. This is a Christian with big old mega churches we have. We have the best of the world. You know, we've got this, the lights, and we've got the action. We've got the glory clouds. And people in church don't think God showed up if the glory cloud machine, the dry ice doesn't show up. Oh boy, we really had a move of dry ice. And instead of worshiping God, it's just entertainment, and it's all contemporary worshiping yourself. It's really hard to find worship music now where people are really worshiping the Lord rather than this music that's come in now from this Laodicean church, this mixture. But you can still find some. The world's controlled by Satan, so when I see anyone propped up and supported by this system, watch out for the big names. Don't fall for these Elon people and this and that. These are all puppets. Amen. Don't fall for these Kanye and all these people. They're up there. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be following the Lord.
Yes.
Throw away these magazines and don't listen to these people that put you in fear porn every single day. It's just like, take a break. Whatever, it hasn't hit the earth yet. I used to listen, was it a comet? It's going to hit every day. Every day, it was going to hit this week. It's going to hit. We knew a friend that, oh my word, she was a nervous wreck because the comet was going to hit. It's true. But this world's controlled by Satan. So when we see anyone propped up and supported by this system, they've sold out in some fashion, including politicians and preachers. Cursed is the man that trusts in man. We put our trust in the Lord. There's no guy in a white horse that's going to save you. The white horse is going to deceive you. That's what they want, this Superman that's coming to take us away. Please don't fall for the deception that's coming. All I can do is warn. Father, we thank you that we don't get offended. I pray that anyone hearing this didn't get offended. My heart is to declare it while I can, to warn while I can, because you said the evil men and seducers were going to wax worse and worse. But you said you'd be on those with the narrow path, and Father, we do not want to go on the broad way. We want the narrow way, and we know there's a price to pay to walk on that path, but you're with us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, and also her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2. Hit the bell button to be notified of new messages from her. Be sure to check out her YouTube playlist for other messages that interest you. Go to the livinginhispresence.org webpage and click on the top center to go see her messages. There are free audio downloads of the messages available also. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.